Today, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced the agency is extending the comment period on its proposal to declare Cook Inlet critical habitat for the region's beluga whales. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Today, yesterday's advanced private conversations became officially published. Sheila McLean, NOAA Fisheries spokesperson, repeated the announcement the mayors of Anchorage, the Kenai Peninsula, and Matanuska-Susitna boroughs had hoped for when they joined forces last month.
We have extended the public comment period on the proposal designating critical habitat for the endangered Cook Inlet beluga whales until March 3rd this year. The additional 30 days should allow sufficient time for responders to comment, while still allowing us time to meet the deadline for preparing the final rule.
The three mayors met in late December in response to the announcement that NOAA was proposing slightly more than 3,000 square miles, mostly in Cook Inlet, as critical habitat for the region's namesake beluga whales. They voiced concerns that the designation would impact a range of proposed projects and negatively affect their local economies. The original comment deadline was February 1st. The mayors argued that was not enough time to respond. Alaska's congressional delegation also requested an extended comment period. Anchorage's Mayor Dan Sullivan, Kenai Peninsula's Dave Carey, and Mat-Su's Tals Kolberg also wanted at least one regionally based public hearing on the proposed designation. They got that wish, and more.
We are holding public hearings on the proposed critical habitat for Cook Inlet beluga whales in Soldotna, Homer, Wasilla, and Anchorage.
We were very pleased with the 30 days.
Mayor Carey says the Kenai Peninsula had requested 60 days, but a 30-day extension is fine. He also added a footnote to the two selected Kenai Peninsula locations.
We have also asked that we'd like to see a public hearing in Tyonek. The individuals in Tyonek have strongly asked that they be included in a public hearing.
The Soldotna hearing is set for February 2nd with Homer the day after. That's not much time, but Carey says the borough is ready.
A component of this is the right to ask that a particular area be granted a waiver from the designation. And in doing that, there is a balance that they will look at. It's part of their own rules, that you balance the economic disadvantage or the economic damage of an area being included as compared to its effect on critical habitat specifically for that area.
Wasilla is scheduled for February 11th and Anchorage on the 12th. Mayor Sullivan says the city has hired a special advisor, William Sell. Sell worked for a federal agency dealing with endangered species before joining the legal firm K&L Gates of Seattle. He'll help coordinate the municipality's response.
Several of our departments, the port and the Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility, have been monitoring and studying and preparing for this issue for quite a while, because when you're working in Cook Inlet and the belugas having been designated a couple of years ago as an endangered species, they've been proactive. They've got good technical and legal staff who have been studying the issue and preparing a potential response. And so we want to make sure that we advocate for commerce continuing in the municipality, but at the same time, we want to maintain good relationships with our federal regulatory agencies.
Both mayors say they're seeking a balanced solution, one that science says will protect a designated endangered specific species of beluga whose population remains in trouble, as well as perhaps portions of its habitat. At the same time, the borough and municipal leadership wants to do as much as possible to protect the economic health of the state's most populous area. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.